So the topic of this discussion is Chamar Medina. And classically, Chamar Medina has to do with Havdalah in our lives. Meaning, for Kiddush, it's almost unheard of. But actually in the Sugyas HaGemara, the main Sugyas in Arvei Pesachim, the Gemara does raise the possibility that there might be a halacha of Chamar Medina for Kiddush.
Shabbat morning.
Oh, Shabbat morning. You know, I'm talking about the real Kiddush. You know, the real Kiddush is Friday night.
Right, okay.
And this could also kick in now during the 9 days period, because let's say if for Havdalah you don't want to use Yayin,
right,
so you might be able to use Chamar Medina instead. So we start with the Gemara in Pesachim, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on the overview, which you have in paper, and at the same time jump back to the sources. Like that, like these are the two piles I have in front of me. But I start with the overview and then I go to the sources. So the first source that we want to do is a Sugyim Sochim Kuv Zayin. And the Gemara says that Amemar, the Gemara testifies to the fact that Amemar actually made Havdalah on Shechar, on beer. And that you'll see about one third down of the page. And it says, Chada Ikul Amemar. Fine. Falavi lechavi didn't have wine. I see le shikr, they brought him shechar beer and velo avdil. But then the Gemara says that he changed his position and he in fact was mavdil on shechar. And the reason why he changed his mind is because he found out that in that particular area of Bavel, the status of Shechar was that of Chamar Medina. So that already indicates that, you know, you can't just make an absolute blank statement necessarily that X, you know, let's say a beverage like beer is always going to be Chamar Medina. Maybe there are countries where they don't drink beer, so I don't know. But at the end of the day, he made Havdalah on Shechar, because he researched it and discovered that Shechar is Chamar Medina. In the next part of the sugya, which if you drop down another 5-6 lines, Boy Minei Rav Huna Mirav Nachman, here's an Iboiluhu, which Gemara has Ma'ol Kiddushe Ashichra. Is it possible to recite Kiddush on Shechar? And the final conclusion of this long, complicated sugya is that we don't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, will make Havdalah on Chamar Medina. Although again, there are various opinions. Some say that Rav Ashkhe Rav Huna de Kaddish Ashikha, that in fact Rav Huna did make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. But later on the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan Ein Mekadshin Al Ashechar. We don't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina.
Wait, so Shechar is considered Chamar Medina by everyone?
Again, it may depend on different societies, but the Gemara is assuming that Shechar is indeed Chamar Medina in the context of Bavel. And nevertheless, we don't make Kiddush on Chamar Medina, we only make Kiddush on Yayin. Now, does that mean if, let's say, for example, a person has nothing but Shechar, nothing but Chamar Medina, he simply omits Kiddush in Gansin, he should leave it out? Or are we saying that L'chatchila, we'd rather you make Kiddush on Yayin if you had that option, but certainly if you have no option whatsoever, then you should make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. I don't know. I just want to tell you, Avi, what I heard from my Rebbe, Zichron Levracha, is that what's unique about Yayin is that Yayin is related to a Su'uda. Chamar Medina might be a chashivus, you know, that people like it and they drink it, it's a wonderful beverage, very popular, but it doesn't mean it's connected to Su'uda. For example, we only make a shakal niyavidvaro on beer. Even if you were to drink the best beer in the world in the middle of Germany, I don't know where,
right,
you know, you would still only make a shakal, whereas Yayin has a special bracha,
right,
of Bar Piagof, and that's because you could be koveh suda on Yayin. So the Rav felt that Havdalah, as opposed to Kiddush, has nothing to do with Su'uda.
Right.
It just has to do with the chashivas of being koveh a bracha on a kos, and therefore Chamar Medina is meaningful. But Kiddush is definitely connected to Suda. Haraya ain Kiddush el b'makom Suda. So I can't make Kiddush without a Suda. And therefore Yayin plays a major role. The Gemara also in Pesachim offers another option that you can make Kiddush al pas. That's what I did the last Shabbos, because I couldn't get myself to drink wine
right.
in my state, but I was able to be, even though maybe according to this diet I should have drunk wine, but anyway, I wasn't on that diet, so
right.
I was able to eat challah, you know.
It's a big halachic question also, with so many people with digestive issues, and then they're not supposed to have grains, and that's the only way really
right.
to get
mitzvah. Right. And look at all that we go with the challah baking. So Shabbos has to have it, in a sense, its own status, you know, as far as a no grain diet is concerned.
Right. In any case, yeah, my grandfather told me that when I was in Yeshiva 25 years ago, he took us to Lady Yerushalayim. They didn't have wine.
So they make kiddush on challah.
Yeah.
Now, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef here, which is in Aruch Chaim,
you probably know.
What's his name?
Rabbi Lifshitz from Y.
First name was?
Okay.
David Lifshitz?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was my grandfather's rabbi.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know, he was in Shir, but he...
Yeah, I knew him well. I mean, he was... My brother was very close to him.
He was a Masada Kedusha.
Yeah, he married off my brother and
my
sister.
My parents
were, yeah. So he writes... The Mechaber writes, B'mokom... I'm sorry, the tour, I should say, writes, B'mokom she'ein yayin motzu imekachin ala sheikhar v'shar mashki. So the l'chatchila choice for Kiddush is certainly Yayin, but at the same time, if he has no option of Yayin, then he should be Mekadish on Hamar Medina.
Which we still don't know exactly what that is. Do you want some money?
So if you take a look at the Beis Yosef writes that Nirashidas re notesh Mekadishin al Sheikhar. Right, so there's one opinion that says you could make Kiddush on Shechar. But as far as Havdalah is concerned, he says, Mashma b'Gemara, the Shechar Shemavdilin Olav, that certainly could be Mavdil on Shechar, and Lav Dafka Shel Tmarim, Elohu Adin Lamashka Shar Peres. So he says, if you take any fruits and you make them into a juice, right, you squeeze oranges for that matter, then that itself has the same status as Chamar Medina. But Mayim, he says, water, or anything that's so watered down that it's like Vasadik, is Eimavdilin, Afilu Eicha Deleka Yayin.
Well, that's what I've heard. Like, if you take juice from the store here, it might be a problem, but if you squeeze your own
right.
juice.
Right, so freshly squeezed juice, you know, fruit juices would be okay for Havdalah. And that's, I think that's the minig mekubal.
Right.
He says, "Nir dechol hecha she'ein yayin Yisrael matzui afal pisha nimtza sham yayin shel goyim har beishapir havishechar chamar medina." Now, it's even though you know wines are very scarce in the Jewish sector, you know, kosher wines, whereas amongst the goyim there's wine flowing all over the place. Nevertheless, Sheikhar, he says, still retains the status of Chamar Medina. Then he goes on and discusses if a person has a choice of making Kiddush al Yayin or making Kiddush al Pas, making Kiddush al Sheikhar. He's got three options. He says, Tov Yosef, the first option is to make Kaddish on Pas.
Pas before the
right? No, I mean to say, if he's not being Kaddish al Yayin, then his second choice should be Pas, and only his third choice should be Chamar Medina. Okay, and all this is, he says, referring to Sudas Laila, Dafka. No, that's the Kiddush at night. And he said, he summarizes his conclusion here by saying, Nira Yosef Afilu Ein Motzu Bo Yayin Klal Komer De Ein Mekadshin Ala Sheikhar. His conclusion is that even if he has no wine whatsoever, nevertheless, he should not be Mekadesh on Sheikhar. Wow. So Sheikhar for Kiddush, according to Beis Yosef, is completely out. On the contrary, Sheikhar is okay, it's very in, with regard to Havdol. Okay? Now that's as far as the Beis Yosef is concerned. Now, we say that the Rambam is like the Maskon of the Beis Yosef, and the Rambam doesn't recognize Sheikhar or Chamar Medina for Kiddush on Friday night. Other Rishonim are more acceptable, but within the framework of the Rambam, you know, Sheikhar could be okay for Havdalah, but not for Kiddush. Okay. Now, he refers here to the Rashbam back at the beginning that we started in Psochim Kuv Zayin, because the Rashbam seems to assume that Shechar is only considered Chamar Medina if you cannot find anywhere in the city Yayin. So let's read the Rashbam inside. He says, Chamar Medina, Ein Yayin Acher Ba'ir. There's no wine in the city. Okay, yeah, but you're Azos. So the Rashbam's understanding is that Shechar and Chamar Medina is only an option because there is no Yayin. And he writes it again a little bit later on, Ki Im Shechar, that all he has is Shechar. That's the opinion of the Rashbam. But the Tur, on the other hand, which we saw earlier, his opinion is that Chamar Medina, he writes, Yesh Mefarshim Lohavi Chamar Medina Lim Kain Shalo Yehe Godel Yayin B'mahalach Yom Sviv'ir. So literally the tour says that it becomes Chamar Medina because if you take a day's trip in the radius of the city and you can't find Yayin, then it becomes Chamar Medina. So the tour itself is similar. He's in the camp of the Rashbam, but he's more makel than the Rashbam, because according to the tour, other mashkim are not considered Chamar Medina unless there's no Yayin within a one day's journey radius. It seemed that the kula of the tour, referring to Shar Mashkim, putting them on a higher status, and you don't even call them Chamar Medina. You're only going to call Shar Mashkim Chamar Medina in a very rare situation where there's no Yayin to be had within a Mahalach of Yom Echad. And the Torah quotes the Rambam that Medina Rov Yena Shechar Afal Pishu Pasul Kiddush Mutal Havdol of Hoel Vahu Chamar Medina. That the Rambam accepts a possibility of being Machshir Chamar Medina, in this case Shechar, for Havdalah. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Simon Reish Ayin Beis summarizes these Shitos LaHalach LaMaisa, and he writes, Medina o ir sherov yena shechar o shar mashkim vanish derech rov ansha ir lekvasu dosam al shechar al shar mashkim is hare mashkim elu be ir zukmo yayin vinikro sham chamar medina lin kolad vermatunim kos v'chol she'ein yayin harbe godel svivo sa'ir v'malch yom af she'motzui harbe yayin eitzel ha'chenvoni minastam ein derech rov anshi ir zu liknos yayin tomi bin ha'chenvoni elekovim rov sudosam al shar mashkim v'harei heim chamar medina. So even though there may be wine on the shelves in the wine cellars, you know, but that's not really what the people are eating. So people are drinking. They're not being kovei sudal yayin because there's no production of yayin within a reasonable distance from the city. But then he writes, Yesh cholkim al kol zev yomer shein nikra chamar medina l'mkein rov hashana ein hayayin motzui klal b'chol ha'ir. Afilu etzal ha'chenvani. It's enough that it's on the shelves. It might be very expensive, but it's accessible. Is af shehu biyoker ein shum mashke nikra chamar medina, because he's got access to yayin. But then he writes to minigolim kisvar rishona, to expand our definition of chamar medina to include those situations in which he cannot be mafrish. The expense and the price for wines is very, very high. It's on the shelves, but wine is not really accessible in the areas around. Then he writes, Yesh Omrim Shalo Huz Karchama Medina Linyan Avdolah Ubirkas Hamazon V'Shar Dvar Matunim Kos Chutz Mikiddush Shem Akadshim Li Olam Al Yayin. And this is certainly the opinion of the Rambam, and it seems the Beis Yosef. Velo al shar mashkim shem chamar medina. V'yesh omrim Afilu Misha Yeshlo Yayin Yochalakashal Khamar Medina Minadin El Sha'in Se Hidr Mitzvah. So he quotes two extremes. You know, one extreme says not to use Khamar Medina at all for Yayin. The other says, well, it's a hidr to use Yayin, but even if you have Yayin and you can be Makadish on Khamar Medina Linyan Lamaisa, he writes, Im Ein Yayin Vi'ir, Yakadish Balaila Lapas. Right? And that is because if there's no yayin in the city, then since there's yayin on the shelves and it is accessible, anything but yayin becomes chamar medina, and therefore he would prefer that you use pas. B'chol makom medinas elu shayayin v'yokir yesh lahakil b'kiddush shel yom lekadish al hamashkeh shu chamar medina. So according to what we've seen so far, even though he has many details here about, you know, Khamar Medina, especially the case where most of the Yayin in the Medina of the city is Sheikhar, you know, that they don't drink wine, they drink Sheikhar and Sharmashkim, or if there's no yayin within a certain radius, even though it's on the shelves in the supermarkets or in the wine stores, is the ikar hagdara, what is the definition of chamar medina, is kvius hasuda al shtias osomashke. When you're using chamar medina, you're being koveh suda on that mashke. Or, I shouldn't say that, but it qualifies as chamar medina because people, when they sit down to a meal, They begin their meal, or they establish their meal with that drink, with that beverage. And the Shulchan Aruch's language, the Rav Shulchan Aruch again, is mashke. Mashke. It says, mashke shederech rov ad she'ir ha'hi l'kvosu dosem aleihem. When is something considered the mashke of the city? People, when they set up their meal, they usually have that, you know, they have that liquid. Now that's a choshva liquid for within the context of a meal. Now, a lot of people want to claim that in America today Coca-Cola became Khamar Medina.
I've heard that, yeah. But it's very
wine in France, for example, I know classically wine was the kviyas sudya. The French drink a lot of wine.
Right.
He says the altsir zesovim holchem shara hapratim anal. Okay, fine. Now the Rambam writes Medina Sharov Yena Sheikhar. When the Rambam talks about Khamar Medina, he says Rov Yena, most of the Yayin meaning the important beverage in that country, is Sheikhar. And that gives it the shame Khamar Medina. This is the Rov Mashke. That's considered the Yayin of the Medina. So basically, Khamar Medina is kind of a substitute for Yayin. It sort of takes over for Yayin, because in that country, maybe because Yayin is too expensive, it's not accessible, they therefore substitute another mashke for Yayin, like for example Sheikhar. And since now, instead of being koveh sud on Yayin, they're being koveh sud on a different mashke in those areas, that mashke becomes Khamar Medina. So that's called Rov Yenom Sheikhar Oshar Mashkim. Hainu Shederech Rov Anshia Il Kvosu Dosem Al Sheikhar Al Shar Mashkin. That makes it into Khamar Medina. You know, again, I don't know how many people will have Coca-Cola at a meal. If most Americans drink Coca-Cola at a meal, then that becomes Khamar Medina. But the emphasis here seems to be on Rove. You know, it's not just that you and I will enjoy, you know, popping open a bottle of Coca-Cola. It's got to be Rove Medina. That makes it into Khamar Medina.
I would say that it does. I mean, it does have nothing to do with the content. The fact that it's 90-whatever% water doesn't really come into effect here.
I don't know. I'm not sure if we're ready for that yet. Right now, he doesn't mention anything about the percentages in the content. But he does mention that the percentage of people that drink that liquid, that shasiyah as a mainstay in the meal, that's what determines the status, generates the status of Khamar Medina. Heyos v'amashkeh shederech lishtoso, people drink it at the meals, And now he refers to the Aruch HaShulchan, which is here, we fast forward to page 6 here. The Aruch HaShulchan again in Reish Ayin Beis.
In the sources.
Okay. Yeah, in the sources. Page 6, he says, Rabbi Hosein Bali HaShulchan Aruch Echriu B'Se'if Tes Keharosh. So that you're allowed to be Mavdil. If there's no Yayin, you certainly can be Mavdil on Sheikhar. But as far as Kiddush is concerned, Lo Yikadish Ala Sheikh Lechatchila Balaila. And that's because of the Rif and the Rambam, they require Yayin for Kiddush at night. But then in Sif Yud Gimel, he writes, Ach Mashe Kosav De Kishiyesh Yayin Ve'ir Lo Yikadish Ala Pas. He says he's not sure that that's the way we accept it. He says, Miu gam gdole hador nagu b'shachris levarech ashechar. He says that at least as far as Kiddush in the morning is concerned, it's well accepted amongst the greats of that generation to drink beer, or I would say whiskey. V'tarcham farshim liteng tam was there. Why should all of a sudden we be lenient as far as allowing for Sheikhar and the like in Kiddush? And he wants to say that Mishum de Yayin Biyoker, since in our countries wine became very expensive, is Sheikhar becomes Chamar Medina. Mamish fills in place of Yayin. And Ulai Hoye Sheikhar Chaviv Yosef, maybe he enjoyed Sheikhar even more than he enjoyed wine. Some people find wine very hard to digest. Shia Becholto Lishtos Moli Lugmov Vasachas, he wanted to be Machmir and drink a very large volume at one gulp, and he wasn't able to do that with wine, he was able to do that with beer. And then in Yudalit he writes, Omnam kol ha-ta'amim ein miskabel ma'olev. He doesn't like these explanations. Sof sof bevada yayin tov min shara mashkim. He's not willing to accept that shara mashkim now substitute, you know, they fit into the shoes of yayin and replace yayin. Lomi lo yasu kiddush al yayin gam bayom, even during the day. Well, ani yastaiti nir bor tam acher. Tehine atur kosav the Masai Mikru Sharmashkim Khamar Medinik Shain Yain Godil Svivosov Svivosair Mahalch Yom. Vamorachai Kosav Kol Kadmonena Bhina Gaonima Kodmira Yubabovil Bisfara Bitsarfis Biashkinaz Shesham Yesh Yenos Harbe Bukhala Medina Salolu Albinidos Hatsphonius in the northern countries Kshaloya Dua Shain Etslenu Yain Klal. Is Yadua, excuse me, Shein Etzleinu Yayin Klal, that wine is very scarce in the northern countries. And therefore, Ein Befsharis Lasigim Ibn Yoker Agadol, you know, you have to have a bar of money to buy wine. Is Harbi Yerubi Kim Shein and Rotzim Lishtosav Ibn Neahechsha, there's certain wines, but the Kashra supervision is a little bit questionable. And that leaves us with raisin wine, he says. He says, "Hayayin hazeh b'dochak levarch labor priya gofen." I'm not even sure if Rozhinka, you know, if raisin wine, you can make a bor priya gofen on. Lachein agdolim shoy b'minosenu. Those great poskim who were in our northern climates, northern countries, hirchiku es atzma miyayin zeh. They didn't want to accept raisin wine at all.
Right, I don't know the difference. I mean, right. Grape wine, raisin wine.
Right. The Yosem Mizeh, Ra'inu Ligdolim, Sha'asu Avdola Al Cholav O Al Te, Afopi, Tevadei Lo Shach Likoso Chamar Medina. Achmedne Alachatz, Zua Dochak, that's a quote from the Haggadah Shel Pesach, is Kigon She'en Lo Yayin Velo Sheikhar, O Shenizar Michodosh. He says, under all these circumstances, he can't get access to beer. So he uses milk or tea. That's a real dochak.
It is. Why? Because it's so hard to have the right amount because it's too hot?
I mean, it's hard. He admits it's not even Chamar Medina. You know, he's talking about tea. Tea is not Chamar Medina. Milk is not Chamar Medina. These are not substitutes for Yayin to be Koveh Suda.
Coffee. I think someone. I was at someone's house just this month.
Right. Anyone coffee would probably come under the same issue as tea.
It would.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. What's the definition? You get me back to this. What's the definition of Chamar Medina then?
Chamar Medina, it has to have a certain chashivas to it. You know, the fact that you have milk on the table, fine.
No,
the fact that you have tea or coffee, fine. But that's not... That doesn't make it into a mainstay of the Suda. You know, if I wanted to bring out, you know, the main course with a drink, I could bring out tea and coffee, but we would use tea and coffee more for, let's say,
for a dessert.
For dessert, you know, it's not really the mainstay of the Suda.
I don't know. Tea and coffee, I can buy better than milk.
Okay, but he is allowing under certain extreme circumstances to make havdalah on chalav, on milk. Or even on sweet tea.
It's more of a dochan, because that's like going to serve a little kid. Right. But when you come over to someone's house and you say, would you like tea or coffee? It's normal.
Right.
But if something has to do with the surah, then it's a problem. Okay.
He writes here, Rov balabatim in Yosenu ain't shosim b'chol, lo yayin v'lo sheikh l'chol su'uda, u'mashaych l'krosom chamar medina. He wants to assume that Chamar Medina is something that's brought out at every single meal.
Why? He's saying wine is not.
He's saying that... I don't know what he's saying about wine. That's a little confusing to me. But he's saying that Shekhar is something that you might drink from time to time, periodically, but it's not something that's constant. Eino mashke choshebol afroke bishvil kibud orchem. So he's really setting a high, you know, raising the bar on the definition of Chamar Medina. It's got to be something that you drink at every single meal. And then he writes, V'yesha kosh lo l'kadish al yash. What about schnapps? Ela im kain b'medinos sherov shtias ha'amon hu yash b'chol yom. So this is very confusing to me, because the... You know, the Aruch HaShulchan is setting up such demands and standards, conditions for Chamar Medina. It's all he exists. It's like a null set, almost.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Okay. Now, on the fourth page of Maamar Makomos, we have here Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Reish Ayin Beis in the Mechaber and in the Mishneh Berurah. The Mechaber quotes the Machlokas Rishonim, are you allowed to make Kiddush on Shechar and Shar Mashkin? His Lashon is interesting. He says, B'mokum she'en yayin matzui, there's no wine that's accessible. Yesh omer shebekadshim al Shechar, u'shar mashkim, natural juices, chutz mimayim, but not water. V'yesh omerim she'en mekadshim. And that's the Machlokas. Now, what is he paskin la'alokha? He says that La Locha Baboker Yosef Tov L'Kadesh Ala Shechar.
Right. That's what he was saying before. Better than the beer.
Ala Shechar. But it's mashma at night, try to avoid Shechar.
Right.
You know, you want Yayin. And here he quotes the Mishneh Berurah number 4. Let's see if we can find the Mishneh Berurah. He's trying to define Chamar Medina. And this is in Sif Katan Choftes. But actually, he starts already in Chofdalid. He says, when are you allowed to make Kiddush on Shechar, according to the first opinion in the Mechaber, Dafka B'mokum Da'avi Chamar Medina, She'ein Yayin Motzi B'chol Ha'ir B'shana Hazu. Right, so you can't find Yayin in the city on this year. V'ikashti Yosem Mishechar Mishar Mashkin. So they have to find a replacement for Yayin. You can't get away with it by saying, well, you know, the wine cellar is charging me an absolute bomb of money, and therefore there's no yayin, I'm going to use Chamar Medina. If there's no Jewish wine matzui, then it's not matzui, even though you can get non-Jewish wine, but that's not going to help you. And he writes, v'cholav v'shemen, and milk and oil, ain b'chal, so that's not considered Chamar Medina, da eino Chamar Medina. V'di ain regilin l'shtoso l'mashke. Right, you don't usually drink oil, right? And even the case of milk, he says, I don't know, what does he mean, ain regilin l'shtoso l'mashke?
I understand.
Yeah, go explain it to me, because I don't see why.
Adult, you don't drink a glass of milk. You have it with your coffee or with your tea if you're British.
Ah. That's interesting.
I don't know. Some people might do it, but I don't think it's the regular way. Mm. Do you have a glass of milk straight?
Yeah, in theory. I mean,
theory,
I can't,
I'm also in theory, but
can't think of, you know, the last case.
Usually adults have milk in their fridge so they can add it to their coffee right. or tea. That's what they have it.
Now, if you fast forward here for a minute, okay. In Chav Zayin he writes, "Ladina yesh li zor lechatchila shalol lekadish belayla al shum mashke chutz min hayayin apas im ein yayin beir." If there's no wine, so you mekadish al pas, but not on any other mashke. The harbe gedol yishonu machmirim she'ena yotzi b'zay yedei kiddush. So that's the strict opinion here as far as kiddush on Friday night is concerned. So right, he writes, "Aval yayin b'mokum shumotzu yivada yivarech olav afilu biyom." He's not a big advocate of schnapps, even for the kiddush by day. Mikom kov dinu senish hayayin b'yoker. But even though I wouldn't advocate that l'chatchila, but in our situations where it's so expensive to pay for wine, not like it is today, by the way, right now, wine in Israel is dirt cheap.
Right, especially if you buy the 20 shekel wine.
Yeah, and you can get five bottles first of 100 shekel. Yeah, they have such deals. He says, "Rov shtias hamedina hu mishar mashke." We're at the point in which most of what we drink at a meal in this particular city or state is shar mashke. They're not even using wine; it's so expensive, it's prohibitive. Lo nagu afilu agdolin lahader achayayim biyom. As far as Kiddush by Yom is concerned, we don't have to break ourselves and get wine. Shakiddush lo rak mid rabbanon l'kuli alma. Okay, I would go even further than that, because if it's only the rabbanon. V'somchen atzmal al divrei hamekilin bazeh. So on Kiddush during the day, you can certainly rely on the mekilin, and you could make Kiddush on shar mashkim yesh. There are others, though, who would prefer, even by day, that you drink wine. I mean, from the Rav Zichron Levracha, I heard something totally different. That Kiddush by day also has halach of being koveh suda, and therefore requires yayin. So the Rav would not accept this formulation of the Mishnah Berurah, that the status of someone who's machmir for yayin for Kiddush by day is an osa mitzvah and a muvchar. It's much more basic and fundamental than just a muvchar. It's not just a heather mitzvah.
And the one thing that has to come up yet is the issue of grape juice. That's just not discussed.
Yeah, I don't know. I forgot whether he's going to get to it or not.
Okay.
Such a long piece.
But
he quotes the Mishnah that by Lila at night for Kiddush, you know, then you have to have a yayin and only yayin, no mashke except for yayin, or again, pas is acceptable, but that's only because there's no yayin matz. Now, all this is as far as Kiddush is concerned, but if we fast forward to Ilchas Havdalah, which is in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav, here the Mechaber says, "Aval Hashechem Avdilin, Im Hu Chamar Medina." And then he writes, "Vahu Adin L'Shar Mashkim Chutz Min Amayim." Now again, when he says Chutz Min Amayim, this may also, as we discussed earlier, have an impact on certain kinds of juices that are mostly water. You know, you take a concentrated juice and you add like 4 cups of water for 1 concentrated orange juice, it's mostly water. It's really vasadik. You know, I was always wondering, when you buy whiskey, so there's X proof and Y proof, you know, 100% proof and 90% proof. I wonder if at some point it becomes, the proof is so low, you know, it's 40%, that it's mostly water and it can no longer be Chamar Medina.
What's the policy here at the ELC? You use wine, right?
We use wine. I'm not sure during the 9 days if we're going to want to use wine. You know, it might be a better idea to use...
Oh, Shabbat, because they have to open wine.
Yeah, no, I mean to say on Favdol. Again, this Motzi Shabbat is a different issue because, you know, we're going to postpone Avdol till after Tisha B'Av, after the fast. But let's say last year at this time...
Last week, even.
Well, well, last week it was before the 9 days. I don't know if we had to
we had Rosh Chodesh on Friday.
Oh, Friday. So then we're already in the 9 days, right. And we may want to avoid wine for Chamar Medina, let's say, on Motzi Shabbos. Although Poskim, I think, right, that you're allowed to give it to a child to drink.
I bet this year that you're allowed to taste it even.
Right, right, maybe because it's not Shavuot Shachalbo, meaning
right.
There's no... Before, we don't fast during the week of... Well, the first week of Av. He says here... What about mashkos, shonim, kigon, tea, cafe, Coca-Cola, natural juices, mineral water? Nefchu lios mashkos mitsuyim, shenogu lishtosom. These have become very common and very, very matzu. Matzu means very, many, many people will drink them at the meals. And he says, number one, The first rule should be that if you have yayin in front of you, then you should use yayin and not chamar medina. And I'm assuming now we're talking about havdalah. He doesn't spell that out. Now, afilu im ein lefon of yayin, let's say he has no yayin, so that option is out. Ok she'eni yochel lishtosam, he said, but maybe health-wise he can't drink the wine. Ha'im yochel havdil al tei, cafe, etc., etc. And is there some sort of seder adifuyot as to which ones of the mashkim of these various beverages should be given choice, you know, first choice for havdalah? So he says the following. In addition to the definition that we have already established in the name of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, that chamar medina means you koveah a shtia of this mashke in the context of a suda, is heyoso mashke sharegilus vaderech lishtoso. It's got to be something which, generally speaking, we drink at meals. But there are other definitions that we want to study. Number one, we have the shut hilchos ketanos. His name is Chagiz. I have it at home. And he writes...
What page is this on?
This is on page 6. I believe. Let me see if I'm right. There should be a sefer called Minchas Shabbos. No.
Yeah.
How come I don't see it? I see Shiri Mincha.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, that's attached to Minchas Shabbos. So, right. Shiri Mincha, I guess, is the super commentary. And there he quotes the opinion of the Marsham. Let's read it inside. He says, Ein lahavdil al cafe vite. We don't make havdol on tea and coffee. And the rayos, what's the proof for it? The lo mikri chamar medina linyan kiddush v'havdolah rakma de... Oh, this is what you were asking before, and I can't read that next word, but the meshaker.
Yeah, there is the first line and second column.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that first word is. It's a little bit erased in my print. But it's got to be alcoholic in content. Okay. And therefore tea, coffee, these kinds of drinks are not alcoholic and they lose their chashivus.
Right. It has to be alcoholic.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So whiskey would be fine.
And he quotes the Maharsham here. He says, in other words, any sort of mashke whatsoever, it's not a chamar medina, but nevertheless, b'di'eved, you can be yotze yachiv havdola even in such a case. So let's just see the summary here. He says that according to the Halachos Ketanos is le'inyin kiddush im cafe, would coffee be considered a chamar medina? He writes, Eim le'kaddish el al chamar medina de marve u'meshaker dum yediyayin. So it's not enough to say that you can substitute for yayin any drink that became a major staple drink at a meal, but also it's got to be alcoholic in content. So even if Rosh Shtiyas HaMedina would be from orange juice, and we serve Tropicana orange juice at every meal, nevertheless it would not be sufficient for Havdalah as a Chamar Medina, because it's not Marvei Umeshaka. We're adding on a whole new condition to set up a Chamar Medina. It's got to be something that has an alcoholic content.
Wow.
And therefore, tea and coffee obviously are out of the question, out of the box. But he does write here, V'shasad chak she'en lo mashka cheres lahavel tei. Tzorach Iyun is he's opening up the possibility that if you're left for Avdol with nothing except for tea, then Tzorach Iyun may be Mutal Havdol. He's not sure about it, but he thinks maybe you could be Matir Havdolah on tea. Now, I'm not sure if he's referring to hot tea or iced tea or all the above. And what if he adds different flavors into the tea? I don't know if that makes it better or makes it worse. He writes that according to the Shut Halachas Ketanos, tea and coffee can never be considered Chamar Medina because they don't have that intoxicating, alcoholic content. But then he quotes in the Hagos Shiurei HaMincha, he quotes the Marsham, who says that Linyan Avdol lo mikri Chamar Medina rak mashke meshake, that you need the intoxicating element. Now, the real source, the original source for this concept of requiring an intoxication element before, in order to qualify as Chamar Medina, is what's called the Tshuvos van Hagos. And that we'll see on page 8.
In the sources.
Tshuvos van Hagos. He has a piece on the bottom called Havdalah al Tei v'Kafe. And after quoting the Rambam that there's no Chamar Medina that's valid for Kiddush, but nevertheless Chamar Medina is valid for Havdalah, he says, Bizmanenu ha-shesia kfua hi kos kafe, ote, v'zekmo yayin bizmano. Just like in those days they drank wine at every meal, today we have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea at every meal. And therefore it's considered Chamar Medina. He doesn't have anything so far about requiring something that intoxicates you. And therefore he wants to suggest that tea and coffee, which are such staples in our meals today, could really function and be classified as Chamar Medina. Now, I don't remember seeing anyone making Havdalah on coffee, but I know there are people who've done it.
I just 2 weeks ago, I was in shock. I hadn't seen it.
Oh, you saw it. Now he quotes Rav Chaim Brisker, I think, who writes that you need mashka meshaker, and therefore black beer, he says, since it's not meshaker, is possible avdol. Wow.
Black beer is not good.
Black beer is possible for avdola, because black beer, as opposed to regular beer, is not intoxicating.
Oh, that's right.
Now, he himself disagrees with this. Mm-hmm. He says, Eino nochon, because the Gemara talks about sochid on an eshkol shalanov mekadish olov, so it sounds like you can make kiddush on a fruit juice, even though it's not intoxicating. And not only that, yayin mevushol is also kosher l'kiddush, according to most Rishonim, even though you can't get drunk on Yayin Mevushal. I don't know that that's true, but what's the source to require an intoxicating beverage?
A lot of people I know don't personally have a trouble after a full Shabbos to drink a glass of wine afterwards. I remember I was always having grape juice. It's interesting, The grape juice doesn't even come up.
All right, well, hopefully we'll get to it. You have another few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
A message from my wife, but it was okay.
All right. He says, Meid Gisi Hagon Rav Meshulam David Salvechik Shlita Leis Hatzorech Tziva Aviv Lahavdil Altei O Kafe. The Brisker Rav, if need be, there was no other choice, no other option, he would make Havdalah on tea or coffee. And the bottom line is that in our areas, coffee and tea have a superior status vis-a-vis, or in comparison to, milk. And the reason for that is that, like you said before, some people do drink milk, some people don't, but coffee and tea, that's a staple.
Right.
And therefore, Khamar Medina today might include even something like tea and coffee. Again, even though the meshaker element, you know, the intoxication, right, the alcoholic content is not there. Now, on the left side, he writes, Miu b'mokom acher hevesi shmua shagrach mi valojin zal dorash shetzorech dafka midya meshaker lechamar medina uleshfiya shmua shekibel kein mi rabbeinu hagon agroza zal Vahosef Hagon Hakadosh Hagriel Rabbi Yishuv Leib Diskin Shafilu Cholav Udvash Moil She Meshaker. Okay, this is not something that's in our world experience, but I don't see how you can get drunk on dvash. He says, "V'yesh lomar cholov mishechar." Ah, the word cholov doesn't mean milk here, but rather means the certain elements in the beer. V'tzarchom shavdola dafka makilin. We're going to be makil only in the case of havdola. Just 1 second. Shurigilin l'shtolsa af she'ino. Alright, so here he goes into a lot of different details. Maybe we could just sort of give an overview, sort of a simple digest of what he's saying over here. He's saying that according to a Kabbalah that traces back to the Gaon Mivilna, we don't use anything for Avdolah that's not Meshaker. And he himself, the Jewish von Huggis, is not happy with this. And he wants to be machalik between Kiddush and Avdolah. That in Kiddush, the Iker Yisod for you is on a Yayin. Oh, we discussed this. And that's what Chazal says, Zachreu al Yayin. And therefore you need a mashke, which is similar to Yayin.
For what? For the Avdolah?
For Avdolah. Ah, wait a minute. He quotes the Pasuk Zachreu. I'm not sure, is he referring to Avdolah? Oh, he's saying that with regard to Kiddush, you certainly need something that's very, very similar to Yayin. Because the Pasuk says Zochreyu and the Chazal says Zochreyu al Yayin. However, in Avdolah, there's no such thing as Tavdilo al Yayin. So the Iker Yisod here, the Chiyuv, is the Takonis Tefila, that one should recite Avdolah as part of it, as a Tefila. And therefore, Kol Dovreshu Chamar Medina Filu Eina Meshaker Roy Lavdol. Now it's almost finished. Alright. And what we have left here is a tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. And that's on page 7. That's where Eliezer Waldenberg, who passed away recently. And he says that b'shas adchak you can be mavdil on black coffee, or even on coffee with a certain percentage of milk in it, because coffee today is considered chamar medina. And even though, if you remember, Rav Chagiz in the Halachas Ketanos seem to indicate otherwise, he says ein zeh b'mashmos pashas d'gemar shulchan aruch. And b'shas adchak, therefore, he doesn't see any problem in using coffee. So again, kishein lo yayin o shechar, he doesn't have in his house wine or beer, or for health reasons he can't drink the above. He says yecholim lahavdil gam al kafe shachar o im chalav o te matok o chalav. So this is a wide range of kulos for someone who has no wine and no beer in his house. And this is a sheet of the Tzitz Eliezer against the Halachas Ketanos. In the Tshuvas of Moshe Feinstein, also on the same page 7, are you allowed to be mavdil on zeltzva, what's it called, seltzer? He says that the definition of chamar medina is not determined by any other factor except for one factor only, and that is im shosim harbi mimashkiz ebos medina. But again, when we say shosim harbe mi osa medina, what we mean to say is that it's got to be a mashke which is presented at a table derech kava. Derech kava means to enhance and embellish the suda. So let's say, for example, you have guests at the table, you bring out that drink in order to make it, you know, upgrade it. Or at a suda Shabbos, for example, you have a mitzvah covered Shabbos. But something that's brought out to the table simply because it quenches your thirst, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's not considered chamar medina. And Rav Moshe, for some reason, wants to make a distinction between seltzer on the one hand and tea, coffee, and milk on the other hand. And I guess he's not excited about seltzer because he doesn't think that seltzer is brought out to be mechabed people as much as brought out because people are thirsty and that's what they drink. I know in my wife's family back in Brooklyn, you know, they drink a lot of seltzer, almost like it was water. It's just a way of quenching their thirst. It's called Mayim Chaim. That's the name of the company.
Well, years ago when I went to my cousin's kibbutz in the north,
yeah,
they have these dispensers, and one is water and one is seltzer. Like that, drinking
more. Right, but it's not considered a covered archer, you know.
No, it's like water.
Right.
Seltzer, I agree.
But you know what? I'm a little confused because today they have these kind of seltzers that have a little taste in
them. Yes,
it,
and the water that has a little taste in them.
So I'm wondering what that, you know, if that changes it and upgrades it to that of Chamar Medina, according to those who say that Chamar Medina doesn't have to be intoxicating. And all it has to do is with the fact that it's in Rove for most people, that's what they offer for the Suda. And if it's got this extra taste to it, you know, maybe that gives it a certain chashivus and a certain kavod.
There's another issue. Now you brought back a quick story. Another issue about women making havdalah. And for them, there's some sort of suffix.
Right.
When I was in Yeshiva in Israel once, we were on a bus back from somewhere, and some girls from Sharfman's, wherever it was, they said, "Hey, listen, you seem like a nice boy. Can you make havdalah for us?"
Right.
Like, what am I going to make havdalah on? They bought some juice.
Ah.
This can, and I made it on the can.
I wonder if it was real, genuine, unadulterated juice, or
right,
more likely.
We had a light and a couple of candles, and whatever we
right,
we figured it out. There's like 10-minute rest stop, and I made it.
So let's just wrap this up over here with the Mishnah Berurah, who says that as far as coffee and borscht, okay.
Uh-huh.
For Havdalah, he quotes a Taz who says that even b'shas adchak we don't make Havdalah on borscht. Now he has another mashke here which I'm not familiar with, it's called kvas. I have to ask my wife, she would probably know. And he writes that afsha hamonim shosin oso, you know, borscht was very, very popular in the Mishnah Berurah's time. Mikomakom loch shivi, it's mostly water. But the Chayodim writes that b'shas adchak you can even make havdalah on borscht, but myrik shenase choshev ke'ein mashke shechar. That in that particular area, at that particular time, it became a very significant drink. In ikar shtias hamonu mimashka zeb, and that's what they serve. You know, borscht became a commodity, a staple.
Wow.
So we see from the Mishnah Berurah that the kviyus shem, the determination of the status of Chamar Medina, is determined upon by a mashke choshuv. You know, it's not enough to say that everyone drinks it, because again, there are certain things that you drink like water just to quench your thirst, but rather it has to have a certain element of chashivus in it. And therefore he quotes a letter here that's on the last page from Rav Chaim Kanevsky, quoting his uncle, the Chazon Ish. He says that ein hevdel b'eretz Yisrael b'shum ofen, we don't make havdalah in the land of Israel in any situation. Ella al hayayin. That's pretty way out. The Chazon Ish is chumer here. Ki ein hayom bira o shechar chamar medina. He says in our day beer is not considered chamar medina. Why? Ki ein haamonim shosim ze bimkom yayin. Most people in this country will not drink beer as a substitute for yayin. And therefore, ulai mitz tapuchim u chamar medina, apple juice, I guess he means freshly squeezed apple juice, might become chamar medina. Ulamaisa gamal zelo hiskid, he wasn't even excited about allowing, you know, natural fruit juice like orange juice, like apple juice, to be used as chamar medina for havdol. Now, I don't see that he addresses the issue of grape juice, but I would say it depends. If you require an alcoholic content, then obviously grape juice is out. But if we're talking about juices and fruit juices and the like, as long as it's not too watered down, it's a mashke choshev. I mean, you see how people go crazy over grape juice. They love it. And if you're going to allow for apple juice, why not grape juice? Again, if it was freshly squeezed, I would tell you there's not even a shaila that we're gonna be more mocked makil about it. Again, I don't know about here in Eretz Yisrael. It's not clear to me. Let's try to look again in the writings of Rav Chaim Kanevsky, quoting the Chazon Ish, whether or not he would allow havdalah on grape juice. Let's see if we can find the language of Rav Chaim Kanevsky, and he writes. Here it is. He says that Poska Chazon Ish Dayom Ein Lanu Chamar Medina Ein Lahavdil Al Yayin is Eich Yavdil Al Yayin B'Tisha B'Av. Very Omer Titus Kol Ochel V'Shos B'Tisha B'Av L'Kos of Omer. Fine. So he writes. Hitir Wahavdil Rakal Chamar Medina Masha Ein on. Okay, so that's as far as Havdol on Chamar Medina. Once again, it's not clear to me what he's saying about grape juice. He writes Minaga Olam Lekadesh b'Shabbos b'Yom al Mashkes Charifin. There's a very widespread custom to make kiddush by day on schnapps. V'tzarchina im yesh chiyuv shtias revius. How much of the schnapps you have to drink? I mean, a revius is a massive amount of whiskey. And the Mishnah Berurah writes im chaviv lo yayin soruf yoch lekadesh al b'Yom lechatchiv v'senei shuv chamar medinach izor likach kos. Hamachzik revius listos imenu mole lugmov shurov revius. Wow, I mean, you'll see people take little schnapps glezels that hardly hold a quarter of revius and biotzi zayin kiddush on that. And the Piskei Tshuvos quotes the Marasham, who writes that biyash aderech listos imenu rak maat mipnei charifu. So people drink only a small amount. He says, nevertheless, mutal kaddish alav af bekos ktana sheim bo shir revius. And that was the minig of the Lubliner and the Rupchitzer and other tzaddik and the Kotzker, the Divrei Chaim Mitzanz. They made kiddush on small little schnapps glezelach. Very hard for me to put that into a halachic perspective. Okay. Now, there are discussions here about kiddush on bubbly wine, you know, wine that has a fizz to it. And during the 9 days, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Mutal lishtos yayin havdola betisha sayomim." So the Shulchan Aruch is very liberal about this, but the Ramah writes, "Nogim lahafkish lishtos yayin bebirkas amozim v'lo bavdola elenosim letinok u'makom delekatinok mutu biatzmo lishtos havdola." So lechatchila havdola during the 9 days, going to Ramah, which is the meaning Ashkenaz, should be given to a tinok. You don't have a tinok; you drink it yourself. And now if we're saying that you're allowed to be mavdil on Chamar Medina, maybe on a Motzi Shabbos during the Tisha Sayom in the 9 days, we should prefer making Avdolah on Shechar. Because again, Shechar is not Yayin, but yet it's okay because Chamar Medina for Avdolah. And the Piskei Tshuvos, he writes that according to the Aruch HaShulchan, Roy Lahavdil al Shechar. But other poskim didn't mention that, and they would rather prefer that you be Mavdil al Yayin, and even if it means you'll have to drink the wine because there's no child to drink it. Now, Rav Yashuv and Reb Chaim Kanevsky have a discussion here about a chole who eats on Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av is chal on a Sunday, so he has to make avdol motzi Shabbos. Should make avdol on Yayin or Shechar. And the essence of the question is that since in the Gemara in Tainus it says kol ochel v'shose Yayin b'Tisha B'Av, all of hakasuv Omer v'tehi avonos seichem al atzmosam. Therefore, maybe we should prefer making Avdullah on Shechar. However, he brings the grach in the name of the Chazon Ish that today Eilanu Chamar Medina Tzarch LaHavdil Rak Al Yayin. So there's one school of thought that would definitely advocate that a person who is making Avdullah on Motzi Shabbos, which is Tisha B'Av, and that's because he's not fasting, he's not well enough to fast, he should make Havdol on Shechar, because anyone who drinks Yayin during during Tisha B'Av is it's a terrible thing. But the other way is to say, no, he's making Havdolah, and Havdolah has to be on Yayin, and therefore he should absolutely prefer making Havdolah Yayin. Okay then, I think we'll stop here.